Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
As we move into the 9 o'clock hour here, it's the Christian Arcand Show, WEEI. We are Boston Sports Original. We're coming to you live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. And along with Boston, we are live in Portland and Saco, Upper Valley, Keene, Brattleboro, Springfield, Worcester, Providence, Cape Cod, and the Islands. And if you're not in any of those places, don't forget you can stream WEEI and the Christian Arcand Show anytime on the Odyssey app as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. And if you missed any part of the show, like our thrilling interview with Tom King, me complaining about driving in Connecticut, or Thomas and his assault on birds, then you can go back and listen to that as well on Apple, Spotify, or wherever it is that you get your podcast. Of course, the Odyssey app has all that good stuff as well. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Wanted to just reset a little bit on the trade deadline, which is tomorrow, and which has everybody's bowels in an uproar around here, including mine. My bowels are certainly in an uproar right now, as I feel the Red Sox are just taking a seat in the bleachers here and not really getting in the game. And I get the closer we've come to this, and I've been torturing Mike Monaco about this basically every game. And poor Mike, I'm sure he was thrilled that I was not on the pregame again today, because I'm so anxious about this deadline. Not in like a, oh, I have anxiety kind of way, but just like anxious about the fact that there's going to be a reckoning if things don't go the way that they should go. And that's more what I'm worried about. I'm worried about the fan reaction reckoning more so than I'm even worried about another season down the drain if the Red Sox don't make a move and then do what they've done the last 3 years in August and September. And I feel like that's where the urgency isn't being felt. The urgency to make sure this year isn't like the last 3 years, I just don't feel like is being expressed or displayed in any real way by Breslow or Henry or Sam Kennedy or anybody else. I just, you know, and that part of it to me, just the messaging I feel like is off. You need to be much more clear about what this deadline means and how aware you are of the last couple of years and what not adding at the deadline did to the morale in that locker room, did to that team, did to that manager, and ultimately did to that season. Because last year, the Red Sox went into the All-Star break with a better record than they had this year. And they got to the trade deadline, and it was ugly. I mean, they got swept by the Dodgers. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Rockies. Like, it was ugly last year. We've gone over this. And then they didn't do much at the deadline, and then they sank beneath the waves. And that's roughly the same thing that happened in 2023 and 2022 as well. 2021, that was the Schwarber year, and they made it to the ALCS. What do you know? Trade for a real player, and it actually helps. Who'd have thought? But more so than that is the fact that you've seen for 3 consecutive seasons, and they were different types of seasons. Last year should have been the one that erased all doubt about how you should be treating this time of year going forward. Last year should have been the last time. And I think when Alex Cora told Andy Hart and I, this is the last time we're going to struggle. This is the last time we're going to have a bad end of the season like this. I think that's what he was talking about. I think he was telling us that when it came time to re-up and get his new contract and sign for, you know, 3 years, $7 million, or 3 years, $21 million, $7 a year, that there was either a guarantee or a long conversation of some kind between him and Henry or Kennedy or whoever it was. And in that conversation, they said, we are not going to treat the end of July the way we have the last couple of years anymore. We are not going to do that, especially if we're contending. If we're contending, then Alex, I promise you, and this is all, I'm making all this up, but, you know, the way Cora talked about, we're not going to have problems like this anymore. That this is what has me thinking this way. Why would you go out and say that unless you got some kind of assurances from your bosses that the, what's the word? Letting things go, letting the trade deadline fall by the wayside for three straight years is not a winning strategy. Even if it saves you from having to get into an inefficient market and make trades that don't work efficiency-wise for your team and your payroll, okay? It's better to at least go out and try something. It's better to at least go out and show the team and show the players in the clubhouse that you're committed to helping them and investing in them and that they're worth it and that you believe that. And it's not just the players in that locker room, because some of them are going to get pushed aside by the new players who come in. So it's not just the players. It's the manager. It's the coaches. It's the players who aren't going to be affected directly by new guys who come in. The Garrett Crochets and the Alex Bregmans and the, you know, whatever the outfield ends up being after the deadline. So, you know, those guys. Like, that's sort of who it's for. And it's for the fans. Fans who, in this area, understand that, yeah, it's nice to make trades at the deadline. Oh, we all love action and trades at the deadline. I love coming on the air with breaking news to talk about, of course. You know, I host a radio show. But that's not really what it's about. That's not why fans care about it. Fans care about it because we've now been conditioned by this ownership group to not expect investment in the team. And we all sort of realized that this past offseason was a different kind of offseason. It was a special kind of offseason. They spent, they traded, they did everything you wanted them to do. They got an ace, they got a closer, they got a right-handed power bat who plays a great glove in the infield. They did everything you really wanted them to do this offseason, except for Juan Soto, I guess. But they did everything else. And then we're going to get to the trade deadline while comfortably in a wild card spot right now, potentially by tomorrow, the number one wild card spot, or I guess by Friday it would have to be, but still, I mean, close enough. Within shouting distance even of the American League East. They're not that far behind the Blue Jays. 4 or 5 games, they can make that up in 2 months. But not if they don't improve the team, not if they don't make an effort. And the clock keeps on ticking here, folks. Partially, I was hoping they'd make a trade during the show so I could break the news and have a nice little viral clip go around the internet. That'd be cool. But it doesn't look like that's happening unless it happens sometime in the next 45 minutes. In the meantime, let's go to the phone. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Paul is in Westfield. Hello, Paul.
Good evening, Christian. How are you, bud?
I'm well, Paul. How are you?
I'm content.
Terrific.
I'm satisfied. I'm hopeful that taking 2 out of 3 from the reigning world champions, although they're not the same, and the big 2 out of 3 with the 13 runs on Minnesota, Bale running a full game, Mueller getting control of mechanics, Crozilla just is nasty, and Crochet is doing well. You know, you just mentioned something important. We put it all together and bought the team that we thought would win, and it just didn't happen.
Right.
And then as much as I like Devers, you know, with a contentious, I'm not taking balls at first base, yelling at one of the players in the locker room, but I can go over $250 million and open enough space, and then the team is playing a lot better. This is what we're hoping. And remember, like you said, last year after the All-Star break, we got crucified and they never recovered. This time they're winning. They can go forward, you know. And I got to ask you, you're very fair and balanced. You mentioned how you're a host, but you're a person first.
People say that about me, yes.
So when you put the, yes, sir. That's why we like you. You keep it real. And you're not, you're willing to hammer out points that I call serious reasons and great points to consider, because problems are opportunities for improvement. And that's what
it's
I think.
It's a little,
doing.
Wordy there, Paul, if that's like a slogan you're going for, but okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, it is. Think. It's all how you look at it, half full or half empty.
True.
You find the problem and you improve it.
That's true. Paul, thanks for the call. I got other people waiting, so I got to get to them. Real quick, there's a text I want to read. Texter in the 617 says, Arcan, why would you worry about the fans getting upset that the Red Sox don't make a trade? As a talk show host, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Not to pick on you here, Texter, in the 617, but do you know when my show is on? My show is on at night from 6 to 10. You know what else is on at night from 6 to 10? The Red Sox. You know who gets credit for all those numbers in the rate? Me. So it very much, more than anybody else who works here, actually. The Red Sox and the fan interest in the Red Sox affects me more directly than anybody else who works here. And that's a fact. In terms of, you know, the time slot and everything else. Fleming and Monica and everybody, you know, Doug Lane, all them, they're going to be fine no matter what, and that's all well and good. There are potential, you know, bonuses and things that happen if the ratings are good enough for the Red Sox.
Could also just say you're a man of the people.
That too. I'm a man of the people. And most importantly, here's the thing. August and September come around. If fans tune out, you got football season starting up, and we got to keep playing the games, right? Like a little peek behind the curtain here. They fall out of contention. Those games are still getting aired on this state. They're still getting aired on Nesson, and they will still play those games. You don't stop the season once you're out of it, unfortunately. And for someone like me, oh, no, I cannot have the Red Sox being background noise. No, no, no. That is, I have a very strong interest in that not happening here for the rest of the summer. You know what I'm talking about. When the Red Sox are out of it and you basically have the game on in the background but you don't pay attention, it's background noise to get you through the dog days of August. We've all been through seasons like that. I hate seasons like that. And in this role I have right now, I really hate seasons like that. And this season should not be that kind of season. And I'm not just saying this from a selfish perspective. Some of it definitely is. But I'm not the only one who thought that coming into the season. Everybody thought that coming into the season. This is different. This will be different. Alex Cora was saying it at the end of last year. That's how committed he was to the idea that this was going to be a new day here at Fenway on Jersey Street and that it was going to be a new way of doing business. So that's why I care. I care about the fans staying engaged because that directly affects me and everybody else who works here, but me more than that. I mean, it affects all of us, of course. But it certainly affects me in a very direct and real way. So, yes, that's why. I mean, you know, I didn't think that was some big secret. But that's why. The fans staying engaged with this team is very, very important to me. And to all of us here. And should be also to John Henry and Sam Kennedy and everybody else. Because while it's nice to have this tourist destination ballpark, that, you know, attracts all these Dodger fans and Mets fans and Blue Jays fans, everybody from all over the country to come here and watch the games. You don't have your own fans engaged, then that's not gonna cut it. And you would think at this point they would know that. 617-779-7937. You can tell I'm stressed out around the trade deadline, can't you? Can't you just tell? I feel like I sound like I'm hosting a totally different show. You know? This is the last show before the deadline. I have no idea what tomorrow's show is going to be like. I really don't. It's going to be emotional one way or the other. There's going to be some big feelings tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Let me just tell you that. Wally is in Fall River. Hi, Wally.
Yeah, what's up, Christian? You're a Red Sox fan. I'm a diehard fan like you.
Bet your ass.
We got Red Sox blood in our veins. But we're going to have to wait and see what happens. Everybody's waiting for something good to happen. And maybe tomorrow at 6:15, the air will come out of the tire. We'll all be moaning again. What happened? You know, they promised us a will, and we didn't get nothing. But, you know, as far as you look at the American League, there's no really outstanding teams. The Yankees are losing again tonight, so the Red Sox will pick up more ground. But there's no really outstanding team. You've got to make a move. If they don't, I mean, I don't know what the attitude's going to be in that clubhouse. But a lot of relievers have been traded today. But like I said, if the Red Sox can come out of it with Alcantara or Cabrera and maybe Yandy Diaz, but you got to do something. You know for sure you need a starting pitching, but a lot of people will be upset tomorrow night if they just, you know, just stand pat and say, well, we're good enough. This, you know, the wild card and even the division's up for grabs. They can't let this slide by another day. We all know that.
No, Wally, you're right. You're absolutely right. The American League's wide open. I'm worried that nothing's going to happen with the Marlins. I feel like the Marlins have been playing too well. You know, like the Marlins got hot for a while. They're still way out of the wild card. It's not like they're a team that's going to playoff aspirations this year. But they've definitely shown that they have some talent on that team and maybe enough to say, hey, you know, this season's not going to work out for us. But rather than trade away all of our young cost-controlled pitchers and blow it up and start over, we saw something this year that tells us maybe next year we could be in that wild card chase. Right now, the Marlins are 7.5 games out of the wild card. Behind the Giants, only a game and a half behind the Giants. Cardinals, Reds, and then the three wild card teams are the Padres, Phillies, and Cubs. So, you know, like I think that the Marlins, 4 games under 500, they're not good, but they have been hot lately. And I think it's tough for a team that gets hot around the trade deadline to blow up their roster. You don't see that happen very often. And I'm starting to think that this whole Marlins thing, I never really thought Cabrera was all that realistic. Alcantara, I thought, could be because of the Cy Young Award and then the fact that he sucks this year. That usually are the ingredients for, all right, well, you know what, let's just go get him and hope he gets back to being good again. I wouldn't do it. If I'm the Red Sox, I stay far away from him. I hate what I see from him since he came back from his injury. And that's a little unfair, but I mean, you know, you don't have to trade for him. And they don't have to trade him away. And I would stick to your guns there when it comes to Alcantara. I just don't see the point. Ryan is in New Jersey. Hi, Ryan.
So my questions are, and I feel honored to follow Wally from Falls River. Whatever.
Wally in Fall River is a legend. I mean, he really is. He is a Red Sox review, Sox calling legend.
I'm out
legend.
Of market. Yes. Oh, yeah. I live right across from Philadelphia, so I'm out of market watching the Red Sox for 30 years and, you know, listen to your station, and, yeah, he's a legend. Everybody knows him.
Absolutely.
Anyway, so my question is, the Red Sox ownership, after they won 4 World Series in 14 years, and then it got boring, apparently, decided they were going to declare war on the agents and the players' union, which is not a good line to follow in baseball with the players' union. So I think what's been going on is they just don't like the money. They don't like the contracts. They don't like the guarantees. They don't like the money. They don't like anything about it. Hmm. They're trying to reinvent how the league runs. That's kind of all their moves and putting Bloom in there and now Breslow. But that's my real question is, I just feel like Breslow's they set limits that aren't actually limits in the sport for themselves. That's what it seems like. So they don't want to get out of their comfort zone now. And the other thing is, do you think Breslow, do you have any trust that he's big enough for the moment? Like on a deadline day, you know, they're in stealth mode, I heard, and they're playing it out until the last 5 minutes. Do you really think that Breslow has the chops to do an uncomfortable move to actually do? Because the league, not just the AL, the league is wide open.
Right.
None of these teams are great. The Dodgers are the walking wounded. You know, the Cubs are pretty good. The Brewers are pretty good. But I'll tell you who my pick is right now. I hate to say this. It's Dombrowski. The Phillies, yeah, loading up on bullpen, that's their weakness.
It's
and
true.
They and Dave sees that it's as wide open as it's going to get because you don't have the big dogs really in play as much as they usually are. I mean, the Yankees are terrible. It's Aaron Judge and a bunch of stiffs.
I know, and Judge is out. Thanks for the call, Ryan. Appreciate it. You might be right about the Phillies. Imagine if Dombrowski wins another World Series. Oh, boy. He wins another one out there. He turns that Phillies team into a champion out there. And listen, they're as talented as any other team in the whole league, I think. The Phillies, I don't know what they are with their World Series odd rate. Look up what the Phillies are to win the World Series. Because they got to be like top three, I would think. And I think they have just as good a chance as any team. And whoever comes out of the American League, if they have to go seven games with the Phillies, I think the Phillies handle them in five. That's any team in the American League. Detroit, Houston, the Red Sox, anybody. I don't know. I think the Phillies are fine. What are their odds?
Depends on the sports book, but plus 850 to plus 100, 1,000.
Plus 1,000, and that puts them like, what, second, third, fourth?
I believe they're third.
Third? Okay, so there you go. 850, huh? That's kind of juicy. Let's take one more call here before the break. John's in the car. Hi, John.
Calling to host my segment, Christian. How are you?
What's up, John? How you doing?
First off, it doesn't matter if Breslow can make the move or get uncomfortable or not, because they're not going to. He's allowed to do certain things, in my opinion. They just their whole way of conducting business goes beyond the general manager now. It's all based on who's writing out the check. The days of the Theo Epstein, sometimes you got to lose the deal to better the club. Now it's just over. They do not want to take on any risk, and I'm not sure when this became a thing exactly, but I think we can all agree it was right around when this became a corporation and not just the Red Sox. What I want to know is this. I don't know if you saw this or not, but Joe Ryan got scratched from Friday's start.
Mm-hmm.
And my little fantasy world here is that he got scratched because maybe the Red Sox can get Jaron Duran. And I know they want their top pitching prospect. And forgive me, I don't know all the AAA and AA pitching prospect names, but
I'm looking this up right now. I said Joe Ryan scratched. It says the last time he was scratched was in May, and he had flu-like symptoms. When did he get scratched from this last start on Friday?
No, he's getting scratched, from what I understand, coming up.
Oh, from his upcoming start on Friday. I see. Okay, that may have something else to do, John. That may be more to do with the fact that they just traded Chris Paddock. And that threw off their rotation. It may be something like that. You see, the Red Sox too are pushing. They're pushing Crochet off a couple days.
Exactly. So my thought is maybe, you know, and maybe other people might have said this, is that maybe it's Ryan's turn to pitch Friday, and if they can spin the deal to actually, I'm not going to give them any credit for saying they're going for it until they actually do it, because too many years have passed.
I see what you're saying.
Done nothing or something minor. So maybe it's Ryan's turn to pitch. And Crochet gets pushed back because Ryan's going to be here to pitch Friday. That's my goal. If it's Duran, and hey, you can't have our top pitching prospect, but you can take two of our next five top pitching prospects and give us Joe Ryan.
Got it. All right. Sorry, I thought you were done. But yeah, I think the Joe Ryan thing, I'd say, is a pipe dream. I'd say Joe Ryan is a pipe dream. If you want to get serious about trying to make a move for him, you do it in the offseason. I don't think he moves at all. Unless some team goes crazy and offers a crazy package for him, I don't think the Red Sox are willing or able to do that based on the way that they've been operating. And when I say they, I mean like Craig Breslow won't be allowed to do that. We'll continue with your phone calls here in just a minute. We got the Arcan Fire coming up here at 9:30. But first, here's Thomas with what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.